Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio 101. Yes, this is the basic, the primer in how to get along with each other on the air and off the air, and to focus on what's going on the air and off the air. The DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. The two J's are Jen Jen and Jay Bird, right? Isn't that what you decided yesterday? Jay Bird would be...
Yeah, that's what a man will call me.
Yeah, right. Victoria Keelan is here. These are the ladies that I trust. Folks, they are. The less, the more I trust them, the less I worry about things. If I'm not here, if I trip and fall, let's say, or I've got something bothering me, I can't be on the air, I trust the ladies to carry on when I'm not here. There's not a prediction there. It's just, this kind of what I was thinking at the moment. You know what else I was thinking? How many people are so clueless in this world? I think that becomes a subplot to our program. Can there be anything less interesting or attractive than Representative Matt Gaetz running for president? Huh? What in the world is this guy? And he's probably thinking about having Ms. Green as his vice presidential candidate.
Where did you hear that Matt Gaetz is running for president?
There's that. As a matter of fact, it's thank you for asking, Jennifer. There are a couple of different. Say what?
I said, that's a new one, and, you know, I run in these circles.
I know you do, yes. Well, this is a circle.
Go ahead, scoop, Steffen, tell me.
Becomes a square. Let's see here. Matt Gaetz, according to a story in Business Insider, I think David Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, is the person responsible. He made the disclosure in a text message to the New York Post. Mr. Knowles.
It's all over the place, says he wants to. He's eyeing a run. I don't know. I don't think that there's any way that he can go far. I mean, anybody can run for president, and good for them if they'd like to.
Yeah, people want to run.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at how many people ran last time around, how many people ran the time before that. I mean,
but what's going on with the sex trafficking probe? What is that?
He's still got some stuff thrown, you know, being thrown his way. His colleague has taken a plea deal, and a lot of people believe he's going to rat him out. So we'll see.
He's also, I mean, on the other side, he has also said he hasn't done anything wrong, and he came out in advance of this. Well, but he came out before the story did. I mean, that was what was unusual about this one, is that usually when someone gets caught up in something and they've done it, it rolls on them, basically. He came out before the story even broke and said, hey, this stuff, he actually broke the story on himself. He said, this stuff's going to come out. I didn't do it. You know,
but the way that that came out and all the blunders that went with it, I don't really think that that was just someone proclaiming innocence. I think that was someone trying to get ahead and to change the narrative of a story that he knows he's guilty of.
But we don't. That's the thing. You don't know he's guilty. Yeah. I don't
know
he's not guilty.
What is?
Yeah. So we just wait and let it play out. But
I think he's selling himself as Trump light, it would appear.
For sure.
Yeah.
He looks like an off-brand Kennedy, and he's selling himself as the new Trump. So he's covering
Kennedy.
All of the.
Here's why I don't think
bases.
That that's true. If he were going to run, if he was thinking of that or thinking of himself that way, he wouldn't be talking about running until Trump decides whether he's going to run or not in 2024. So, I don't know. I mean,
I think most people understand that Trump is not going to run. I think everyone else is kind of making their plans around.
That.
I don't think most people understand that. From social media, I agree with Jen. I don't think most people understand that.
Yeah, people don't understand that.
I think Trump understands it, and he likes Matt Gaetz. So
it may be wishful thinking on your part and my part, Victoria.
No, I never thought he was going to run, ever. I never thought he would even be a two-term president. So
is not going to support Gaetz. They're going to support Ron DeSantis. I mean, I'm hopeful that it's going to be a Trump-DeSantis ticket. And if it's not, then I would probably at this point be most interested in DeSantis.
DeSantis is an interesting character. Far more interesting than Gaetz, that's for sure. All right. How many people watched the HBO Max special Friends?
Oh, I did.
Raise your hands.
Oh, so good.
Tell us why.
because it was so, I knew it was going to be good, but it was so much better than I thought it would be. And it was so thorough and
warm. What do you mean?
It was enlightening. Everything. I mean, I cried several times.
Did
and
you?
It was emotional. It was sweet. It was very moving. It was funny. It was just phenomenal. I don't want to spoil anything if you haven't seen it because there's a lot of really cute surprises in it. But
Give us one surprise. Just one. One surprise.
Well, it's already out there, but the Lady Gaga thing was really cute when she popped in. The other actors who appear on screen to talk about, you know, what made the show so unique and so great. It was just, the whole thing was so well produced. It was really wonderful. James Corden did a great job interviewing everybody. From the opening scene, when David Schwimmer is the first one who arrives, and they haven't been in the same room together since, I don't know, 16 years or something like that. And so David Schwimmer arrives.
This is the room from the set. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. they have Joey and Chandler's apartment. They have the girls' apartment, and then they have Central Perk, the coffee house. So they have all those three sets together. Mm-hmm. And just to see one by one as they arrive, and they walk through every little piece on the set. They tell little behind-the-scenes stories of who, you know, had their notes hidden behind props. And so it was just, every little thing about it is so, so good.
Oh, they had their lines, you mean? They had the script?
Yeah, Courtney Cox apparently was always famous for doing that, hiding her lines, you know, in little places behind, like, fruit bowls and stuff. It was really cute. They had different, you know, different pranks that they had played on each other when they were filming, and the creators talking about, like, which episodes were the hardest to film. It's so, so wonderful, and I never considered myself, like, a crazy Friends fan. I always watched it if it was on.
I'm not either, but I want to see this.
I remembered I'd actually seen every episode. There were so many episodes that I remembered.
What? Yeah. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes. You've seen them all?
Well, eight seasons or seven seasons, right? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was family viewing in my house. I had kind of forgotten some of the episodes, and then when they show old clips, I remembered how much more of those episodes I had seen. But it's so, so sweet.
How long is it? It's like a 2-3 hour.
I think it's like an hour and a half. No, it was like an hour and a half or 2 hours. I don't know. I didn't time it. I wish there was more of it. It was so good.
Well, that's always the way. So they'll leave. So maybe there's another one that happens or something else happens.
No, this is it. They talk about that, too. This is it.
Really?
So, yeah, just if you're a fan of Friends, even a casual fan, this will definitely move you. It was just so well done.
Isn't that nice? It's really cool to hear. You know, sometimes you have a lot of anticipation, the build up, the excitement, and then these things let you down. So it's really good.
This was definitely not a letdown.
Yeah, and you're a tough customer, so if you like it, then it's. And I certainly would be a tough customer. I want to see and know that it's like kind of like Debris with my pal Tucker. He's my pal.
That got canceled, right? It got canceled yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think there was enough. They had enough starch to make it. That's a commitment. I think that they should have, and
I feel bad saying this, but, like, I feel like they needed to dumb it down a little bit and kind of let people, you know, it's so heady that I think that they needed maybe to ease into that, and, like, all that headiness should have come in a future season. It was a lot for people to kind of grasp, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, and we've got so many other things to watch. I don't know. I don't know that they took the greatest approach given
the current
surroundings.
He didn't write it. He didn't come up with the concept. He was the actor.
Oh, no, not him. I think he's wonderful. I hope he, you know, I hope that he falls into something else that's great.
I liked the show because I thought, I mean, I'm admittedly several episodes behind, and I'm probably part of the problem for renewing it. But I thought, you know, when Fringe, it's very much like Fringe, which I really enjoyed. But the one thing
Same
I noticed about this, and you're right, Doug, this is a writing issue more than anything else. Because I don't think that the writing was bad. It's just they always did the big twist right at the end to try to bring you in for next week. I think what Fringe would do, or what like one of the some of the other alien type shows would do, is they do a twist in the center of the episode to deal with, and then they would do, like, the mini twist at the end, sort of. And I think that kind of keeps you going, because otherwise it's like an hour-long episode, and then you're just waiting at the end. You know there's something. You know what I mean? I think the twists kind of keep you coming.
For those who Tucker is my business partner with
Jonathan Tucker, folks. Let's use his whole name.
Jonathan Tucker,
no one has any
Tucker. Yeah, this guy is an actor. He's been in a lot of great stuff. He's a late 30s guy. He and I have become very close, along with my son.
I loved watching him with the co-star. He was. I thought
he
they
loved
had
that
such a great relationship.
Yeah, the dynamic was cute.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Chemistry. But he's already off. He's going to Mexico City next week to film a movie. He's doing Westworld in a couple of months.
That's
again.
A trippy show.
He loves that trippy.
Yeah.
The funny thing about TV now is that they used to be able to extend you another season or so before, you know,
before you get
things going.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised they didn't put it. Yeah,
now it's like, I don't even know. It's got to be about the cost of the show, which I would imagine this one was probably budget high.
$100 million. It cost them $100 million to do those 14
episodes.
The
cost of the show versus the ratings versus, so there's, it's like a metric now instead of people's interest.
Yeah, it's all about, that's right, it's all about the money. The Summer Olympics, seems that there are a lot of people who think there ought not to be the Summer Olympics. So what do we do under the circumstances of that? The international situation was getting better, and people in their restlessness, it wasn't so much of a problem. What's the, 15,000 Olympics? Is it the Japanese that don't want the, is that basically where this stands?
Japanese citizens don't want it, and they're protesting now online. There have been a lot of reports that even the local businesses are saying, okay, this is not a good idea. And the local businesses who put in money to, you know, advertise during the Olympics have pulled their support.
Really?
So I don't know if this is, the Olympics kind of just seems to be on an island of its own, so they always just sort of push through regardless of the surroundings. Even when they're in, you know, third world countries, they don't seem to have any sensitivity to that. Japan, obviously not a third world country, but, you know, they have like a 5% vaccination rate of the whole country. It's been a very slow rollout and it has not been done that well. And they've had a lot of COVID cases and some spikes. And so I don't blame them to have, 30,000 people descending from every other country descending upon them. I can't say I blame them. But they don't want
more
it.
Than 30, but be millions and millions of people would come to
watch
it.
Well, it'll be 15,000 athletes, and I think if you add a plus one for each of them, plus reporters and, you know, journalists. So it could be 30 to 50,000 people. They're trying to limit it, but still.
Past the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. There he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza's sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
National radio program that feels good. Friday, the 28th of May, last Friday, Memorial Day weekend is upon us. A lot of people are on the road already. If you're in New England, bring a towel because the weather is going to be awful here in the Northeast. I don't know what down where you are, if it's going to be as bad down in New Jersey, Victoria, but the weather here is supposed to be, we're going to be lucky tomorrow to hit 50 degrees, where it's been almost 90 yesterday, almost, and the rain pouring inches. Well, we need the rain, actually, but oof. That's the end of anybody having a good time around here, at least outside. So, speaking of people having a good time, is J-Lo having a good time with Ben Affleck? We're going to deal with that trending. That's right, the whole J-Lo, Ben thing. As people all, it's kind of like the Friends thing. Everybody got, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, everything 17 years later is happening again. It's right. All from like the same year. It's really funny. They're like, 17 years ago, Friends debuted. Mm-hmm. Well, 17 years ago, it was Bennifer. So
all right, we'll get
back
to the bottom of all of this stuff right after these words.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here we have Jay Kirshner on the DJV program examining your thoughts and things that are trending on social media, including a throwback to 17 years ago, as Victoria suggested. So what's this all about? What's the scoop, Jay?
Oh, this one's over 17 years ago. Ben Affleck is not the only one that was feeling nostalgic for J-Lo, because Sean Diddy Combs posted a throwback photo of him and J-Lo when they were together. Mm-hmm. And just captioned it, TBT.
So is that like his way of saying, well, clearly J-Lo is open to seeing exes?
Yeah, I think that was his. Yeah, he was like, I'm going to shoot my shot, too.
Let's have a reality show. That would be fun.
That would be great.
So where's A-Rod? Has anybody seen or heard from A-Rod other than the fact that he's getting
just,
sued?
No, who cares?
Makeup on his pimples.
Yeah.
He launched this, like, weird man makeup thing, and I forget what it's called. Like, oh, Blur or something like that, and it's basically to cover up pimples.
Yeah.
It's surprising they didn't call it Juice.
Really?
Yeah, it's very weird that he's trying to now, like, distract people from the fact that, you know, J-Lo has so quickly moved on to Ben Affleck.
Is that the motivation for him to buy the Timberwolves? Because Minnesota...
he wanted to buy a team. They both... He and J-Lo tried to buy the Mets together, and that got denied.
Right.
So he's been shopping around to buy into a team.
But the Timberwolves
he's not the sole owner.
Owners are suing him because they don't want him to buy it, apparently. It's been... They say, duh. Why else would they sue him? They don't like his aftershave. All right, here's another throwback. Milli Vanilli. How many people remember Milli Vanilli?
Sure. Raise your hand. How can you forget what happened? That epic
Girl,
MTV
you know
Live
true.
Performance.
Yes.
The track skips. Everyone realized they were not actually singing. Well, one of the real singers behind the band, Milli Vanilli, died at the age of 66 after this battle with COVID-19, John Davis.
Who knew he... But what happened to Milli Vanilli?
He wasn't Milli or Vanilli. He was a behind-the-scenes singer.
Well, one of the guys, he died back in 98 at the age of 32 from a drug overdose. Rob Pilatus, is that how you say his last name?
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see here. Bill Cosby, they don't have much to say about him, right? No.
Well, he wouldn't take the classes.
Wait, really? What? What happened?
He wouldn't take the sexual, like... harassment, don't rape people classes, and so they denied his parole.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, if that's the term of his sentence, then, you know, that's pretty stupid, Bill Cosby. Take the class.
Another blast from the past, right? It just got a lot of moldy, oldy, goody goldies from our rusty rack of wrinkled pictures here and thoughts, but that's okay because they're your thoughts, and we're happy to have them. Post stuff at DJV Show on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/DJV Show, 28 and a half after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top one minute tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's decision to stop a President Trump-era State Department investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 in Wuhan, China, has two Senate Republicans requesting information on why he would stop the fact-finding process. Senators Ron Johnson, Republican from Wisconsin, and Rick Scott, the Republican from Florida, wrote a letter to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and President Biden saying, "We write to request information regarding recent reports that President Joe Biden's team shut down an investigation into the origins of the pandemic, which included examining the theory that the virus originated in a lab in Wuhan, China." U.S. House members plan to introduce two bipartisan bills Friday. The first bill, the Made in America Emergency Preparedness Act, would establish a 9/11-style bipartisan commission. The second bill, Never Again International Outbreak Prevention Act, calls for allowing grieving families to sue China by stripping sovereign immunity from it and other countries. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
During the Trump administration, the United States cut funding for the World Health Organization for its incompetence.
The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, they seem to be very China-centric. They should have known, and they probably did know, so we'll be looking into that very carefully.
President Biden rejoined the WHO early in his term. Now Facebook is doing an about-face on some of its political policies. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook announced that posts pushing the hypotheses that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned on the platform. The social media company in February stating in a blog post that they would take down posts that contained what they called false information about COVID-19. Facebook adding that they would remove accounts, pages, and groups that share those claims repeatedly. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to press for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, one of the senators looking for an independent investigation, tells Fox News the WHO should not be involved in any independent investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible, let me tell you, that the Chinese government, the Communist Party, itself doesn't exactly know what happened because they don't have a system where if you won the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused a problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired. They disappear.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour, it's Friday. Hello, it's the 28th of May. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you with questions and answers. I guess the question is, are you going to watch this new version on MTV of the situation? And I don't even, what's the show called? I forgot.
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, that's right.
Yeah.
You on the Jersey Shore. Okay, yeah. So they've got a new baby.
Mike the Situation, my former neighbor. Yep.
When did he get out of jail?
Over a year.
9 months ago.
Well, they got pregnant and she lost the baby. She got pregnant right after he got out of prison.
Really?
And then she lost that baby and they talked about it pretty publicly. So this is their rainbow baby.
So who is the wife? Was she on the show?
Yes.
Not Snooki, though, right?
No. They didn't. He and his wife didn't meet on the show. They were actually college sweethearts who got back together later on. But she has been. She has been on.
Somehow,
the show.
Somehow, the little I know about Mike, I can't imagine anybody calling him sweetheart. They had me call
him. You know what?
He's a really
good guy. He's really sweet.
Yeah.
A really good guy, I think. Mm-hmm. And. You know, I think he's kind of the real deal. I think he was a real jerk. I think he knows he was a real jerk. He did a lot of drugs, drank a lot, was awful, and I think now he makes amends for it. And I don't know. I feel like he's one of the people who actually walks the walk and talks the talk and isn't just, you know, about recovery and do all these wonderful things. I mean, it seems like he's really committed to it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm a Pollyanna, but I think that
I think I talked to him a few times in the hallway. He's just very sweet. He has really sweet energy, and he, I think that Jen's exactly right. I think that he has turned his life around. He learned his lesson and, you know, didn't pay his taxes,
what was
went
his
to
lesson?
Jail for that.
That was it, right?
Well, I think he learned the lesson to pay his taxes and not allow
his
brother.
Brother.
Yeah, who knew nothing. His brother's in jail still. So, yeah, he
that's great.
He let his brother
hey,
manage
Mom, what
all
do your
his
kids
money.
Do? Well, they're all in jail, thanks
right.
very much.
Both my sons are in jail at the same time, yeah.
Today is National Road Trip Day. Occurs every year except last year on the Friday before Memorial Day. A great American road trip is beginning for many yesterday, actually. My son was telling me last night that he's in the writing scripts business and producing television programs, and so they're putting together their final pitch for his new TV program, and he said at 1 o'clock yesterday, everything shut down in Hollywood. Done. They're all gone, and they'll be lucky to be back by Tuesday at 1. Instead of taking a 4-day, what is that, 5-day, 6-day? He said the people in Hollywood like working less than anybody he's ever been working. Is that, you think that's true, Jennifer? The people in Hollywood are so spoiled? Is that what it is? Or they're so lazy? What is there about?
I don't know if they're lazy, but, you know, people, I think, you know, I don't think it's unique to any group. At this point, people who can get away with, you know, doing the bare minimum are doing the bare minimum.
Okay, well, listen. The road trip. Be careful. 37 million people will be driving this weekend. The traffic will be horrendous.
It already is. I can tell you that.
Spots. Yep.
Yesterday, trying to get around in California, people are definitely going out of town, and they were trying to get out early. That's for sure. It was bad traffic. It was
how many people
pre-pandemic
actually,
traffic.
How many people talk about what this is all about, really? Memorial Day. Is this one of those holidays that the real meaning of it and for it has been lost?
Yeah.
Do you think
people don't know the difference between Veterans and Memorial Day.
No. But they don't even, most of the holidays these days, the holidays don't focus on what the holidays are really all about. How many people in your family, and I ask this in not just to the group here, obviously, but folks that are listening, how many of you will go pay tribute to somebody in your family who has some sort of a war experience, a war memorial, lost their lives? Or is it just an excuse to get out of town, maybe have a burger on the grill the first time, you know, that sort of stuff? It's okay, I guess, that they're put together, but what sort of inspiration is there that goes with Memorial Day? Are people, when they observe Memorial Day, sort of, do they think about going into service? Or do they think about having a hamburger? I think that's kind of...
I think, by and large, a lot of people have lost faith or don't pay attention to the sacrifices of the military. I think in some ways, the military, almost like police, kind of become vilified. And that's unfortunate because you have to be a person. We don't have a draft in this country. And you have to be a person who is so touched to fight for freedom and liberty that they would give up being with their family, being with their friends.
Maybe a lot of it is that they aren't fighting for liberty anymore, and that's what one of the problems is. A lot of the stuff that the military is called upon to do by our leaders is not really what they're best at or what they're supposed to do. And that's the people have been arguing about that. Afghanistan's a perfect example of that. I saw the other day that Biden wants to hurry up and get everybody out of there. And then it'll go back to, I guaranteed, it takes somebody less smart or more smart than I am to say in 4 to 6 months, Afghanistan will be exactly the way it was before we were there. And the only reason we went there was to get bin Laden anyway. And that was a mess and a bunch of phony baloney political promises. You know, you go down that road. Why is it? Think about the time many of you who love talk radio these days love to listen to the point of view, mostly of one side, the right side, but there's some stuff on the radio politically, on political talk programs, that is to the left, leaning left, and it's all politics. And then at the end of the day, these people all disappoint all of us, don't they? So what is there about it? Do we enjoy being disappointed? I wonder about that. I saw Paul Ryan came out telling people to get rid of Trump, and if you want a party in the future, you better dump Trump. He'd been pretty sharp criticizing anyway. He was never on board, was he, Jennifer? Really?
No, in fact, I think a lot of people blame him for not letting the first 2 years of President Trump were extremely difficult because it was almost like he was fighting not only with Democrats but Republicans. And unlike Joe Biden, who just has everybody pushing through all of these ideas that he's got, you know, he's got people that are willing to push that through for him. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's rich coming from someone who got out of the game. If he was really that concerned, I think he should have stayed in and should have tried to make his perspective known. But instead,
didn't he get a better job? What's he doing? What is
he doing? He's on the board. He's on the board of Fox. He's on the board of Fox News. He's on the board of whatever. So if you're really sincere, then save the country. And unfortunately, I think people like Paul Ryan are just out of touch as to what. I think people either get Trump or they don't. And sadly, I think. I get him. I think that you guys kind of don't, and I don't think that
that's mean.
No, I don't think that's mean. I don't think that's mean. I don't mean that to be mean-spirited or divisive, but I think people don't understand sometimes what he has awakened in people. Everybody wants to say, oh, it's racism, it's that. It's not. And so I think Paul Ryan is one of those people who wants the old way because he could line his pockets with the old school way that politicians do things, take money, do as little as possible, and move on. And I think
I made it clear that where we come to the fork in the road isn't so much with Trump's policies, although he was a disaster because he didn't know anything, nor did he care about agriculture, the American farmers, et cetera, et cetera.
So
he put a guy in charge who was a flat-footed moron who ruined much of what agriculture, family farming anyway, was all about. But Trump's biggest problem is Trump. And everybody knows that, and that's why he didn't win. It has nothing to do, I think, or very little to do with his policies, as much as it had to do with people.
And see, that's part of what the understanding is that it's not necessarily about Trump. It's about Trump's future for the Republican Party. The Republican Party for a long time was ineffective and a failure. And so most people who are in the party, and this is why I say some people get it and some people don't. And most of the people who get it have voted Republican before. And maybe, Doug, you're kind of articulating it. And that is that it doesn't have to be about Trump, the man. It has to be about
makes it about him. That's the problem.
Well, of course. He's a politician. They all make it about them, right? I mean, they're all egomaniacs. Of course they all make it about
themselves. There
hasn't
been a good Republican president since George Bush the father. His son was a disaster. Nice guy. Wonderful guy. But, just woof. All right, let's go back to what...
The old school is being very ineffective. And so that's what I mean, is that there was a push to
actually get
things done.
Too much government. It always has to plug its own holes. It's really something. The new American status symbol is a fancy backyard. Look at all the people that have spent all this money putting in pools. Try to get a pool in your backyard if you have enough room. You can't. Their line is still a year and a half away. There are a lot of things that are going on in backyards. I was thinking as we were talking about what today is all about, that it's also National Burger Day. And I was looking at this. I belong to the Made in America store. Which has a number of stores, mostly in New York State. But I was looking at all the things that are made in America that have to do with this hamburger day, all of the ketchups, the different ketchups that are made in America. There's something called bourbon bacon ketchup. Ever heard of that? Bourbon in your ketchup.
They have lots of different ketchups, yeah. I mean, Trader Joe's right now is getting a lot of, people are loving the truffle ketchups. They have,
there's a hot chili sauce
ketchup.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds terrible. Really. Let's see, what else? Black pepper, apparently. There's a kind of different seasonings and all sorts of things. Anyway, I'm looking through the list
of
things.
There's sriracha ketchup, too, right? That's
what's
really
that?
Popular.
People
now.
Love that. Yeah,
what is
it's a kind of hot sauce that's mixed with ketchup.
Ooh, sounds awful. All right. Well, anyways, I don't need.
Do you use a lot of ketchup? You're ketchup.
Yeah, I know, right?
I actually, when I have a veggie burger, I kill the taste with the ketchup. Yeah, I sometimes do. In fact, yeah, I had one last night. That's why I was thinking about all of this.
It's always nice to say, you know, I eat something and I killed the taste with ketchup. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Our trending, the download of DJV show that's trending right now is a focus on Chris Noth. He is going to be back as Mr. Big in Sex and the City, so we have our conversation about that. Kelly Clarkson taking over the spot where Ellen has been. That's something there's a big buzz on. Ariana Grande showing off her wedding dress. I don't understand why anybody gives a good crap about that.
Oh, please.
Listen. I'm not the audience.
You'd like to have one percentage of the money that they paid to get a picture of her in that dumb wedding dress.
Really. Right.
Brad Pitt and his joint custody agreement with their six children. That's part of the conversation. There are other doodads in there. Our thoughts on various political things and the virus. It's all there every day. It's a summary, if you will, of the program, the download, the DJV download at DJV Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands, plus a 15% off coupon through Memorial Day. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love. We're talking Bose, Works, iRobot, and more, all at up to 50% savings. And now through Memorial Day, get an extra 15% off coupon to save even more with Certified Refurbished. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to ariseusa.com. That's ariseusa.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Time for us to wrap the week with the top 5 items in technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, applying her fine thoughts and voice to the top 5. At number 5, dating apps. And what is being done, this is kind of an interesting thing. It's more of the twist your arm routine, this time using something like a dating app. I guess it's a pretty good idea, right, Victoria?
Well, so dating apps, so the idea that you're referring to is getting vaccinated. And so dating apps are using a lot of different new tools, including free premium features for vaccinated users. They are encouraging, there's a whole new range of ways to show your vaccination status. And it turns out, I mean, these are all the major ones. So Match Group owns Tinder and Hinge, Match.com, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, Bumble, like all the big, you know, the most popular apps are all participating in this. And the if you are essentially, there's research that shows, recent research from OkCupid, shows that vaccinated people get 14% more matches than unvaccinated people. And so now that everyone's back on dating apps and you can actually meet up with people in person again, this is they've seen just a flurry of activity. And so they're all encouraging. If you are vaccinated or if you plan to be vaccinated, then there's, you know, all kinds of freebies that you get from all of these dating apps. So, you know, if you're going to be on there, you might as well, you know, if you want to get more matches, then you might as well get a vaccine.
All right. Number 4 on the list of the top 5 tech stories this week is a focus on Peloton, their expansion, and building what they sell in America.
Yeah, they've announced plans to invest $400 million in a U.S. factory that which will produce their spin bikes and their treadmills. That's going to be located in Troy Township, Ohio, which is about a half an hour south of Toledo. The facility is planned to be approximately 1 million square feet. It will be called Peloton Output Park. And they hope that eventually it will lead to lower prices for their products. And although the CEO has basically said that's going to be a few years away from happening. So currently, Peloton mainly manufactures their fitness equipment in Taiwan. And so this will be, you know, and obviously, as we know, they had a lot of delays and stuff during the pandemic because they just couldn't get the supply. So, and these bikes are not cheap. The bikes and treadmills are very expensive. So, you know, if they roll this out by 2023, which is the plan, they say it'll offer 2,000 more new jobs, and hopefully the prices will come down in the next couple years.
All right, number three is a focus on more ransom demands and bad protection, if you will, for these systems that seem, you would think they'd be more on top of this, Victoria.
Yeah, well, and actually, even as we're talking about this right now, there is the SolarWinds, which was that massive breach of 150 U.S. agencies, including Microsoft, last year. Well, SolarWinds is at it again, and literally as we speak, it's sort of like breaking news. There's another attack from SolarWinds, and so Microsoft has reported this to the FBI. So this is, you know, it's never ending. And so this story here at number three this week is that the ransom amounts, the demands, are consistently rising. It used to be in 2019 and early 2020, the average ransom demand was $10,000. We're now into $50, $60, $70 million. And so the CNA Financial, which is one of the largest insurance companies, they reportedly paid $40 million to get rid of the ransomware attack and to basically get their software, whatever was stolen from them, to get it back. And so Apple and Acer, they have data that's been compromised. We don't know yet if they've actually paid the ransoms, but it just keeps getting worse and worse, and they want more and more money.
Number two, the first cybersecurity regulations for pipelines, and our heroes at the TSA are mingled into this.
Yeah, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity because of all these ransomware attacks. And, of course, after the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack, which basically, you know, shut down gas production and movement along the East Coast. So now the TSA, which is actually a division of Homeland Security, they are now going to be in charge of all of the cybersecurity of pipelines. Now, the actual pipelines themselves, the pipes themselves, are still part of the Department of Transportation. But now the TSA is going to be covering the security part of it.
Ridiculous.
So I'm sure it'll be very safe.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. pushback on the Amazon MGM deal is number one, yeah?
Yeah, this was huge. So Amazon is buying MGM for $8.45 billion, and a lot of people in Washington are not happy about this. Amy Klobuchar came out first saying the Department of Justice needs to investigate this before it's allowed to be finalized because it's just eliminating competition.
Yeah.
So Amazon's America,
and big business. 59 past the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.